He had to confront false teachers, false doctrine, and there's much false doctrine being perpetrated today in the name of Christ. There were the Judaizers, the disputers, and those who did everything in the world that they could contend for to get rid of Christianity. That's why Paul says in 1 Timothy 1, he said that he was to wage warfare, good warfare, against that which is evil. 1 Timothy 4:1 again. even the preacher. Now think about this just a minute. Now this sounds a little strange almost, doesn't it? That you'd have to admonish preachers to pursue righteousness. But Timothy was a preacher, and the Apostle Paul was a preacher, and the Apostle Paul is delivering a message unto another preacher, and he is encouraging him to pursue righteousness. For Christ had said, unless your righteousness supersedes that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now let me tell you what Christ is talking about there. If you remember from history that the scribes and the Pharisees were the religious leaders in the day of Jesus, but what they did often was that they would teach one thing and they'd do another. Why, they would tell that everybody else is to live that righteous life and that good life, that wholesome life, that life that is dedicated to God and to the church, and then they would go their very way and live ungodly. But they were telling people to live one way when they were unwilling to live that way themselves. Folks, that's just nothing but hypocrisy. And that's why Christ called them hypocrites. He says, woe of you, scribes and Pharisees. And then he turns to me and says, you are a hypocrite. You're not strong. Pursue righteousness. And even preachers need that religion to do that. We're to continue in the truth. We are. Paul told Timothy to do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of his ministry. You know, I've never really had anybody doubt my ministry as a preacher of the gospel, and I thank God for that. I've always tried to live in such a way as to deny that, if someone would even have an occasion to say that. But we all have to work, do we not, in making full proof that we are what we claim to be. And then last of all, we're to help other people. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 9, he says, come to me. You and I have a responsibility to help other people. You know, there are a lot of people in our world tonight that need help. And sometimes we fail to reach out to those folks. We feel that someone else will take care of it. But people who are honest and genuine and actually needing help, and I'm not talking about bums and people that drive through town and, you know, appeal to the church to underwrite their laziness and their indolence. But I'm talking about people that have real needs, and this congregation is great at responding to real needs. But I hope that God will help us to do what we can to help other people, because in reality, when we do it for one another, we do it unto God. How strong are you? Really? Sometimes if we were to be honest with ourselves, maybe we're not as strong as we lead ourselves to believe. But I say I can get strong. Let me tell you. Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 4 makes a statement that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He said that we're not to labor for the meat that does perish, but that will sustain, that which will sustain our life here. You want to be strong in the Lord? Feed upon His Word. You know, I've known a lot of people in my lifetime who were really towers of strength. And I've always been so thankful for them. And I hope tonight that you could be that same kind of person. If you feel in your heart tonight that you've grown weak, and there are times when we have. I mean, if a preacher can grow weak,